Here's a call from Fred in... Where are you, Fred?
Covered.
You know I'm asking for people covered in things? It's Fred, who was once covered in explosives. Yeah! Thank you. That's it. You get the call. Now we're getting somewhere. Fred, I don't want to preempt your story by saying that, but lay it on us, sparing us no detail, no matter how small. How could it have been? What happened to you, Fred?
Right, I'm exercising Cyprus on a range. We're messing around on the range.
Yeah.
Doing some demolitions in the engineers. And the two of us have decided to blow up a huge boulder.
Yeah.
Now, the explosives for this is mixed in a dustbin.
Uh-huh.
Right,
so... Very good. Please, somebody next week, give us a dustbin full of explosives on the show. Yeah, go on.
Okay, you drill a hole in a boulder, you prime it, and you then retire and watch it from distance. Now, all the boys... we're watching on top of a truck. I'd been injured the day before.
Yeah.
Messing around, and so I couldn't climb on top of the truck to watch.
Sure.
Standing out in the open next to this dustbin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the troop officer fired it, and all the bits of the boulder started flying in the air, and of
Very
course
good.
They started coming down again.
Mm-hmm.
And we suddenly realised he put too much in, and these huge bits were coming down on our heads.
Yeah, yeah.
All the guys scrambled off the top of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't, because I couldn't move, because I damaged my ankle.
And as you said,
to pick up the dustbin and put it over my head.
So you picked up the dustbin and put it over your head as protection, yes, yes.
And it was quarter full of...
And it was still full of explosive, yeah.
And just as I put it over my head, the actual part of the boulder hit the dustbin, so I was quite lucky.
So you were saved by a thin covering of explosives.
One of the few people ever who say, boy, if it wasn't for those explosives, that rock would have killed me. That is extraordinary. And when was this, Fred?
Death as well, from the bang of the...
I'd have thought so. And have you ever thought about, you know, doing it again and taking it on the road, that kind of act? Because I was paid to see that. Wouldn't you pay to see somebody protect themselves from rocks using explosives?
Well, I'm still an engineer, so I'm still involved in this sort of stuff anyway. And
just Fred,
big lesson.
But Fred, one thing as well. I mean, all us fellas here, Alice to a lesser degree, I think, thought that, you know, that this is exactly what is the appeal of the army. You know, now that the troubles seem to be sorted out, the appeal of the army has never been stronger, because what they pretend are manoeuvres and exercises. Lads, we're going out into a field today, we're going to put the explosives inside a huge boulder, then retire to a distance and exactly how would that be useful in the event of war?